And welcome in to Emeralds Baseball and the Molina Immigration pregame show. Emeralds are getting ready to host the Tri-City Dust Devils for the third straight night as part of this six-game series that will wrap up with a 4 p.m. start time on Sunday. It's been an interesting start to the week. Wednesday nice, had a nice crowd and good weather for the home opener. And they were treated to an M's win that featured a late-inning comeback, thanks in large part to a Cole Foster big fly. Foster tattoos this one deep down the left field line, and you can tell it goodbye. Foster deposits it into the Dust Devils bullpen, and the big fly ties things up here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And then in the bottom of the 10th, Charlie Zaccone walked it off for the win. And the pitch, Zaccone gets a hold of this one. Deep to right field, deep enough. It's caught by the right fielder, DeJesus. Cox will tag and score, and the Emeralds win in walk-off fashion on opening night for the second year in a row. And it was the second straight year in the home opener that the Emeralds had a walk-off win, and Tri-City was the victim both times. Last night was cold and rainy, and the first pitch was delayed by 40 minutes. When we did get going, it was the Emeralds taking an early lead when the bottom of the order took advantage of a leadoff walk from Tri-City starter Austin Gordon. Then with two men down, it was Jack Payton who put the Emeralds on the board. This one hit well out towards left center field. School breaking back. He's not going to get there. He's able to track it down, but Bandura's speed, he'll be waved around third, and he will score an RBI double for Jack Payton. And the Emeralds are on the board. They lead it 1-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Then the very next man up, Thomas Gavello, traded places with Payton, representing the top of the order. Gavello gets a hold of this one down the right field line. DeJesus giving chase. It's going to short hop the wall. Payton will score easily as Gavello doubles him home. And it's now 2-0 Emeralds here in the second. Eugene got 2 2/3 innings from starter Josh Wolf, who didn't allow a hit, but he did walk 5 Dust Devils. In the fourth inning, Tri-City struck for 4 runs against righty reliever Cody Tucker. Adrian Placencia drove in the first run as he was the third straight Dust Devil to single. Tucker ready. And delivers this one, hit on the ground through the left side. They're going to wave the runner around third. Bandura gets to it, but his throw will come to third base. So the Dust Devils on the board after 3 consecutive singles here in the top of the fourth inning, and there's still just one out. Later in that frame, Anthony School brought home another run for Tri-City. Tucker delivers. Little nubber off the end of the bat. It's going to be a tough play for Gavello, and he won't even have a throw. Just so slowly hit by the time Gavello got there. No play on the speedy School. So a cue shot infield single will tie this game up at 2 apiece. Dust Devils would play 2 more runs. They sent 10 men to the plate in the inning to take a 4-2 lead. And then Tri-City added to the margin in the 6th with a 2-out RBI knock from their cleanup man, Ryan Nicholson. 0-1 delivery. Here's a soft liner into center field, and that's down for a base hit. So that'll bring a run home from third. Foster scores, and it's now 5-2, the Dust Devils lead. In the bottom of the 6th inning, the M's drew to within 1 run. 8 Emeralds came to bat in that frame, and the ball was never hit in fair territory, but 2 runs came across on 4 walks, a hit batter, and a wild pitch. The M's added 2 more runs in the 7th to take the lead. This time, it was a bases-loaded hit by pitch, followed by a sack fly from Jack Payton. Tri-City responded in the 8th, and it was Ryan Nicholson again coming through with 2 down. 1-1. That one is hammered down the right field line over the leaping Zaccone, and it's all the way into the corner. Tibbs is going to have to dig it out quickly. They're going to wave the runner around third. Here comes the relay throw, and it is not in time. So another run came across. And for the second straight night, we would head to extra innings. Reliever Ian Villers was able to retire the first 2 hitters in the top half of the 10th, but with 2 down, Anthony School drove in the go-ahead run. One, The Emeralds couldn't manage to bring the free base runner home in the bottom half of the 10th inning, and they fell by the final of 7-6, moving the M's record to 2-3 on the year. Hillsborough, they have stayed hot. They remain atop the early season standings as they beat Everett for a third straight night, making it 5 in a row for the Hops since they dropped the opening night ball game to the Emeralds up at Ron Tonkin Stadium. Tonight, the M's will go with Josh Bostic on the bump. The 23-year-old right-hander was selected by the Giants in the 8th round back in 2023 out of Grayson College in Texas. He led the California League last year by striking out 26% of the batters that he faced, and he finished the year with a 4.78 earned run average in just over 107 innings of work. Bostic tossed 3 1/3 innings last Friday against Hillsborough, collecting 4 strikeouts while allowing a pair of earned runs. Tri-City will go with their own right-hander, Victor Medeiros. He was a 6th-round pick 3 years ago out of Oklahoma State. After also pitching for the University of Miami, he spent most of last year at AA, but pitched 1 game in Tri-City before being called straight to the big leagues, where he made 4 appearances for the Halos, allowing 7 runs in 5 1/3 innings. Medeiros made his 2025 debut last Saturday, going 4 2/3 against Vancouver, allowing just 1 run on 6 hits, 1 walk, and he collected 6 strikeouts along the way. So that's the starting pitching matchup for tonight. It'll be Bostic for the M's, Medeiros for the Dust Devils. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll come back with the rest of the Molina Immigration pregame show, get you the starting lineups and first pitch coming up in just a couple minutes right here on the home of Emeralds Baseball, 95.3 The Score. And welcome back to the Molina Immigration pregame show. Find Molina Immigration on social media or call 541-653-8899. And let's soar together towards brighter tomorrows. So the Emeralds at 2-3 taking on the Tri-City Dust Devils with the same record so far this year. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups. First for the visitors, Dust Devils will start things like they have the last few nights with Capri Ortiz, the shortstop, leading off. Joe Redfield slides up into the two-hole. He'll be in center field. Anthony School is the designated hitter. He'll bat third. Ryan Nicholson had a pair of RBIs in last night's win for Tri-City. He's back at first base and in the cleanup spot. Rio Foster will play left field tonight and bat fifth. Juan Flores back behind the dish. He's batting sixth. Alexander Ramirez gets his first start of the series. He's in right field batting seventh. Caleb Ketchup will be at second base. He'll bat eighth. And Errol Vera also gets his first look of the series. He'll be at third base and bat ninth. And Victor Maderos will do the pitching for the Dust Devils to start. The Emeralds lineup as filled out by second-year manager Jeremiah Knackstedt. He'll start with Bo Davidson out in center field. Jonah Cox will bat second and slides over to left. James Tibbs will be DHing tonight and bat third. Charlie Zaccone, who had the walk-off sacrifice fly in the win on Wednesday night in the home opener, is at first base batting fourth. Quinn McDaniel is at second base. He'll bat fifth. Scott Bandura is in right field hitting sixth. Zane Zielinski will be making his professional debut in this one. The ninth-round pick last year out of the University of Illinois Chicago will be at shortstop and hit seventh. O'Neill Perez is behind the plate batting eighth. And Cole Foster slides from shortstop over to third base for this one, and he will bat ninth with Josh Bostic, the right-hander, on the mound for Eugene. So the Emeralds have taken the field. Game three of this six-game series. Got a doubleheader tomorrow night starting at 5 o'clock, and we'll wrap it up on Sunday with a Monarcas de Eugene 4:05 start time. Take a quick break, and we'll be right back with First Pitch. You're listening to Emeralds Baseball here on 95.3 The Score. And welcome in to PK Park as we get ready for this Friday evening ball game. It was a cap giveaway for the first 1,000 fans through the gate, a 70th year anniversary cap presented by Even Hotels. Let's get you the defense for the Emeralds behind the starting pitcher, Josh Bostic. It'll be Jonah Cox in left, Bo Davidson in center, Scott Bandura over in right, Cole Foster at third base. It'll be Zane Zielinski, as we mentioned before the break, making his professional debut. He's at shortstop. His double play partner will be Quinn McDaniel at second. Charlie Zaccone over at first with O'Neill Perez behind the plate. Bostic, as we said, an eighth-round pick 2 years ago out of Grayson College. Played college ball with his brother Murphy, who is still a senior. He's a right-handed pitcher for Northeastern State University currently. So Bostic done with his warm-up tosses. It'll be Capri Ortiz to step in. The switch hitter will stand in from the left side. Six hits and 23 at-bats through five games for Ortiz. Bostic ready, wearing the stirrups and the calf-high pant legs. And the first offering misses. Ball one. So we get underway right on time at 6:35. Game time temperature, a brisk 56 degrees. Bostic comes home. A heater at 91 over the inner half for a called strike. It's 1-1. Well, these two faced each other a few times last year down in the California League. Capri Ortiz was 1-for-3 against Bostic, and the one was a triple. 1-1 pitch misses the zone. Two balls and a strike. Two far inside, 3-1. After Ortiz, it'll be Joe Redfield, then Anthony School. Bostic comes home. This one lifted, and that'll get back and out of play. So the count draws full. Bostic into his motion. The payoff pitch, and it's up high. He walked him. So the leadoff walk here in the top of the first inning brings up Joe Redfield. Emeralds pitching coming into this one as a staff, a 5.76 earned run average. That's the highest in the Northwest League. Vancouver staff, they are pacing the circuit at just 2.61 as a team ERA. Emeralds will be heading up to Vancouver on Monday to start a six-game series Tuesday evening. Of course, Jacob Archer will have the call for you for all six of those games. Next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all 1 o'clock start times up at Nat Bailey Stadium. Of course, Vancouver's always played their Friday afternoon games at 1 o'clock. The nooner at the Nat, as they call them. Here comes the 1-0. That just misses a bit high, and it's 2-0. Redfield, 3 hits and 8 at-bats. This is just his third start of the season. Bostic will spin and throw towards first. Diving in safely is Ortiz. Ortiz does have a couple of stolen bases already this season. Dust Devils were pretty active a couple of nights ago on the base paths with O'Neill Perez behind the dish. They had 4 stolen bases in that Wednesday night ball game. Count moves to 2-1 here to Redfield. Big lead over at first for Ortiz. Not going with that offering, and the 2-1 is up high. 3-1 the count. Umpires tonight, Caden Tischner behind the dish, Theo Arndt on the bases. Bostic throws over again, pretty close, but Ortiz just does get the right hand in there. And he's back in safely. The runner goes, the 3-1, lifted to right, pretty shallow. Coming in is Bandura, going out is McDaniel. And Bandura will take charge and make the catch, one away here in the top of the first inning. If you're thirsty, Eugene's own South Fork Coffee and Water has been delivering bottled water to homes and businesses for 25 years. South Fork Coffee and Water, proud to be locally owned and operated. One on, one out for Anthony School. No score here in the top of the first inning. Another throw over to first base to check on Ortiz, and again, a headlong dive back into the bag. Bostic, a long pause. Now to the plate, and that's too high. 1-0 the count. Emeralds pitching across the board. The first 2-plus games here at PK Park have pretty consistently been missing up above the zone. 1-0, fouled straight back to the screen, 1-1. And pitching up hasn't really worked out too well this week. Their high strike, the belt high strike, hasn't been there pretty consistently. That's why we've seen a lot of deep counts and a lot of base on balls. Emeralds issued 8 walks on Wednesday and still found a way to win. 1-1, a called strike over the inside corner, makes it 1-2. School, a left-handed hitter. Emerald's outfield plays him to go the opposite way. Bandura swung way over into the right center field alleyway. Right field line is wide open. Bostic comes home. 1-2 pitch, fouled away. Bostic comes set. And the pitch just misses. Perez tried to frame it, but couldn't get the call for his right-hander. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz after the leadoff walk over at first base, 1 down. Bostic will throw over to first again. 4th pickoff attempt since walking Ortiz. And again, Ortiz dives in safely. Here comes the offering, breaking ball too high, and now the count is full. So Bostic, 3-ball counts to each of the first 3 hitters. Bostic in his 3 1/3 innings last Friday made 59 pitches. Runner goes, the pitch swung on and missed. Perez fumbled the transition from glove to throwing hand, so no throw down to second base. Ortiz in there with his 3rd steal of the season, but there's now 2 away as Ryan Nicholson comes to the plate. Nicholson last night 2-for-4 with a double, and he drove in 3 runs. He also walked twice. Breaking ball up and in. Zielinski cheating in behind the runner at second base. As that breaking ball misses low, 2-0. Bostic has now fallen behind each of the first 4 hitters that he's faced with ball 1. And this time ball 2. Perez wants this one up. And Bostic gets the strike call, 2-1. Bostic looks towards second base. Now another. Right-hander comes home, misses low, blocked by Perez. Keeps it in front of him, and now the count is 3 balls and a strike. Bostic looking to pitch around a leadoff walk here. A man in scoring position with 2 down in the top of the 1st inning, and he walked another. So 1st and 2nd as the inning continues for Rio Foster. Well, the Emeralds' big league affiliate, the Giants, got off to a hot start tonight. They scored 5 runs against Marcus Stroman at Yankee Stadium. 5 runs in the 1st inning, that is. That game's now in the top of the 6th with the Giants leading the Yanks 8-1. Bostic delivers. This one lifted right side of the infield. Zaccone backpedaling. Shallow right reaches up and gloves it for the final out here in the top of the first. So a couple of walks, but no harm done. We'll be back with the bottom of the first. The Emeralds coming to bat when we return after these messages on 95.3 The Score. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Emeralds will send Bo Davidson, Jonah Cox, and James Tibbs to the plate here. Face right-hander, Victor Medeiros. Medeiros has big league experience. Pitched in four games last year for the Angels, but he actually made his big league debut less than a year after being drafted on June 30th, 2023. Pitched in one game for the Angels that year. First pitch to Davidson, misses low, ball one. Wind here in the bottom of the first inning blowing straight out towards center field. Davidson takes a rip at the 1-0, fouls it off to the left and out of play. One ball, one strike. Davidson was off last night, was 1-for-5, but the one was a big one, a two-run single on Wednesday night in the 4-3 win. Takes low. That fastball that was in the dirt, 96 on the stadium radar gun. Here comes the 2-1. Davidson takes that one over the inside corner at the belt. Shoots a look back towards the home plate umpire. Now he's going to ask for time. Two-two on its way, and Davidson hits this one deep to right, and you can forget about it. That one is way out of here as Davidson leads off the bottom of the first with a solo shot, and the Emeralds lead 1-0. That was a no-doubter right off the bat. 415 feet, and it went out at 104 miles an hour. So right out of bed, the Emeralds on the board. Now Jonah Cox digs in. He goes after the first offering, and foul tips it back to the backstop. Davidson's home run, just the third of the season so far in this game number six for the Emeralds. This time Cox shows bunt. He pulls it back. The pitch went off the glove of the catcher Flores. It looked like it hit Caden Tischner right in the face mask. It knocked the mask off of him. Check the replay here. Yeah, that was square between the eyes. Last night it was Tischner's umpiring partner, Theo Arndt, who wore it a couple times behind the dish. He toughed it out and finished the game in the cold and the rain. 1-1 pitch, and Cox tried to hold up, but he goes around, and the count is 1-2. Well, last night, Arndt, he had one foul tip that got him right in the ribs, and then later in the game, a similar play to that where the catcher just kind of missed it, tipped off his glove, hit him right in the face, and then knocked him right on his backside. And he was pretty dazed after that one. 1-2 the count. Cox lifts this one right side, straddling the foul line, now into foul territory. Nicholson will make the grab. The Dust Devils first baseman puts it away for out number one. Here in the bottom of the first inning, and here comes James Tibbs. Well, kicking nicotine isn't easy, but it is worth it. For free tools to help you kick nicotine, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit quittobaccooregon.com. This is brought to you by Lane County Prevention, a section of Lane County Public Health. Tibbs swings and misses at the first pitch, a 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Medeiros. Tibbs, 7 hits in 19 at-bats through 5 games this season. Takes another fastball for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Tibbs hit 28 homers and drove in 95 runs last spring for Florida State before being drafted in the first round by the Giants. Fouls away the 0-2, and we'll do it again. Medeiros gets his sign into his motion, and that one skips past the catcher. Tibbs checked his swing. They appeal, no swing, and the count is a ball and two strikes. Medeiros ready. Here comes the 1-2. Tibbs hits it on the ground. Three hops to the second baseman, Ketchup. 4-3 on the putout. Two away here in the bottom of the first inning. 1-0, the Emeralds out in front on the Bo Davidson homer to lead off this first. And Charlie Zaccone will be the batter. Medeiros shakes off one sign, working quickly here as he delivers, and that is fouled off to the left and out of play. 0-1 the count. Zaccone takes down and in. Medeiros with that high 90s fastball, sticking mainly with the hard stuff here in the first inning. As Zaccone swings and misses. And it's a ball and two strikes. Now Zaccone will ask for time and step out of the box. Digs back in. Left side of the infield, just one man really over there. And Zaccone finds that wide open territory. Hit it right through the normal shortstop position for a base hit. So a two-out knock for Zaccone extends this bottom of the first inning, and Quinn McDaniel will get a chance. McDaniel takes a strike. 0-1 the count. McDaniel was 1-for-5 last night. Sedaris delivers. Breaking ball swung on and missed. So quickly it's 0-2. Sedaris right back with the 0-2, and McDaniel fouls that one off the netting. Sent it right back towards our direction. And it remains no balls and two strikes. Two down with a runner on first here in the bottom of the first. Emeralds leading by a run. The 0-2, easy take, down and away. It was overcast pretty much throughout the day. The sun came out a couple hours before first pitch. But the clouds have descended once again. The 1-2. McDaniel sends this one down the right field line. Long run, but a good catch made by Ramirez. A running grab right along the foul line to end this bottom of the first. But a couple of hits for the Emeralds, including Bo Davidson going bye-bye, baby, to lead off the bottom of the first. 1-0 Emeralds as we head to the second after a break here on 95.3 The Score. Top of the second inning, 1-0. The Emeralds out in front. Josh Bostic, Emerald starter, delivers. Pulls the string that time, and Juan Flores swings and misses. 0-1. Bostic issued a couple of walks in that first inning, but stranded both. This one fouled, backing out of play. And the count is 0-2. There's a swing and a miss. Pitch in the dirt, but Flores gives himself up, heads back to the dugout. Second strikeout for Bostic. What a way here in the second, and Alexander Ramirez will step to the plate. For Ramirez, just his second start so far this year. He's 1-for-3, but the one, a home run against the Canadians last weekend. Ramirez takes high, ball one. Ramirez was signed by the Angels way back in August of 2018 on his 16th birthday. Received a $1 million signing bonus. 1-0 in for a called strike. Ramirez was ranked as the number 24 international prospect in his class. Swings and misses here. Good breaking ball that time from Bostic, and it's 1-2. Bostic rocks, fires, and he got him swinging. Foul tipped into the glove of Perez. So three strikeouts now for Bostic. Two quick outs here in the top of the second. And here comes Caleb Ketchup. Bostic comes home and the first pitch fouled straight back. The 0-1, another good curve in for a called strike, and it's nothing and two. So Bostic, who went to three ball counts each of the first four batters in the first inning, pounding the strike zone here. That one just a bit inside, 1-2. See what he dials up here after changing the sight lines with a fastball up. And he got him swinging. So Bostic strikes out the side on just 11 pitches here in the second inning. And with that, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more M's Baseball. Eugene leading 1-0 right here on 95.3 The Score. Bottom of the second, 1-0, the Emeralds out in front. Scott Bandura ready to lead things off here. It'll be 6-7-8 in the order for Eugene. These teams have split the first two games of this series. With three more to go the next two nights after this one, a doubleheader tomorrow will start at 5 p.m. as Bandura foul tips that one into the glove of Flores, 0-1. Of course, for that doubleheader, Wildlife Safari will be out here. They'll be bringing one of their famous cheetahs between games, along with a few other animals. And they'll be giving out buy one, get one entrance vouchers to head down to Winston, about an hour south of here, and check out the park. Bandura falls behind in the count, 0-2. Medeiros shakes off three different signs from Flores. Now he's got one he likes and delivers too high. Bandura wouldn't chase that fastball at 95 up above the zone. 1-2 the count. Here comes the 1-2. That's down and in. Two balls, two strikes. Bandura off to a great start, 5 hits and 12 at-bats. And he's also drawn 5 walks to start the year. His on-base plus slugging, 10.05. 2-2 pitch, spoiled, so we'll do it again. Here's a 2-2. That's inside. So the count full here to Bandura. Bandura, seventh round pick a couple of years ago out of Princeton. Spent the majority of last season here with the Emeralds. The payoff pitch, fouled off to the left and out of play. Medeiros now nods his head pretty vigorously, like that sign from Flores. The 3-2 hit on the ground into the hole at short, backhanded by Ortiz. Long throw, and Bandura, too much speed. He legs it out. So an infield single for Bandura to start things here in the second. Said that was in the hole at short, but really the shortstop Ortiz was playing over towards the bag at second with the left-hander Bandura up. But he did have to move to his right and backhand it. And Bandura with another hit, his sixth of the season. Third hit of the game for the Emeralds. And now Zane Zielinski in his professional debut. Here's his first at bat, and he takes a called strike. Zielinski was first team All-Missouri Conference last year. Goes after the 0-1 and flies it to right. Ramirez comes in a few steps and puts it away for the first out here in the bottom of the second inning. Now, Summit Bank is a proud sponsor of Emeralds Baseball, dedicated to meeting the banking needs of business and professionals in Eugene and Bend, Oregon. O'Neill Perez, after a night off, back in the lineup. Bandura starts and then stops away from first, and the pitch comes home. It's over the outside corner for a called strike. Medeiros delivers this one. A one-hop line drive, gloved by Ketchup to second for one, to first, and it's over the head and off the top of the glove of Nicholson. Ends up being stopped by the railing in front of the Emeralds dugout, so Perez will be safe at first. Better throw likely would have been a twin killing there. Perez does have good speed. So two away now with the runner on first, and here's Cole Foster. Foster takes down and in. Foster, two hits and 18 at-bats through the first five games of the season. Medeiros fires that one in there. 94 on the radar gun. Catches the zone, and it's 1-1. Foster swings and misses at a fastball at the knees. So he's in the hole, 1-2. 1-0 Emeralds as they bat here in the second. Perez takes off, had a big secondary lead, and he's in there safely, but it was strike three to Foster, so that will do it here in the second. So a leadoff single from Bandura, but nothing doing for the Emeralds. We're through two complete. 1-0 Eugene here on the home of Ems Baseball, 95-3, the score. On to the third inning, 1-0. The Emeralds out in front. It'll be 9-1-2 in the order to up here for the Dust Devils. Errol Vera will lead things off. Josh Bostic, the right-handed starter for Eugene. Struggled a bit with control in the first inning, walked a pair, and had 4 3-ball counts, but he came back in the second and struck out the side in order on just 11 pitches. First offering here, Vera shows bunt, pulls it back, and takes inside, ball one. Bostic to the plate, and that one low. 2 balls and no strikes. Last year, Bostic spent the whole season in the California League with San Jose. 1-1 inside. 2-0 inside. 3 balls and no strikes. Bostic pitched in 26 games for the San Jose Giants, 23 of them as a starter. This one hit high into medium center field. Davidson a couple of steps in, now a couple of steps back. And he gloves it for the first out of the inning. So back to the top of the order for Capri Ortiz, who walked and stole a base his first time up. But Bostic, in 107 and a third innings last year for San Jose, struck out 121 batters. Here's a breaking ball as Ortiz also shows bunt on the first pitch. And the curve in there for a called strike, 0-1. Mentioned in the pregame show that Bostic led the California League last year by striking out 26% of the batters that he faced. And now he's ahead of the count, 0-2, with another breaking ball to Ortiz. And he got him swinging on 3 pitches. That one in the dirt. Perez applies the tag to complete the strikeout. 5 punch-outs now for Bostic, and he's retired 6 in a row. So settling into a bit of a rhythm here, and Joe Redfield will be the batter. Bostic comes home, plants that one at the knees over the inside corner, and it's 0-1. That offering too far outside. 1 ball, 1 strike. Redfield flat out to right his first time up. Shows bunt and takes a called strike. Bostic is 3 1/3 innings last Friday. Is the second longest outing for any Emerald pitcher so far this year. Just Shane Rademacher, his 4 innings last Sunday. The only Emerald's hurler to go longer. The 1-2. Curveball had him out in front, but he able to get just a piece of it to stay alive. Redfield making his third start of the season. He was 2-for-4 last night. 3 hits and 8 at-bats overall this year. Another 1-2 on its way, and he got him swinging. So back-to-back strikeouts for Bostic. Another 1-2-3 inning. 6 punch-outs through 3 frames for the Emeralds right-hander. So we'll head to the bottom of the third. Emeralds leading 1-0 on the Emeralds Radio Network, 95.3 The Score. Bottom three. Emeralds back to the plate. They've collected three hits the first time through the order. Top of the lineup due up here. Bo Davidson to lead things off. And the first pitch from Adaris is foul down the left field line and out of play. Davidson took a 2-2 pitch 415 feet out of here to straightaway right field to lead off the bottom of the first inning. And that's been all the scoring in the game to this point. Takes a high strike there on a breaking ball, and the count is 0-2. Adaris into his motion. And the 0-2 pitch, Davidson sends this one to the left center field alleyway, and that's going to split the outfield. There's one hop the wall, and that'll be a two-bagger for Bo. So now the count 0-2. Third baseman Vera, though, still playing even with the bag. And Cox fouls that one away. Cox originally drafted by the A's. Traded just before the season in 2024 for Ross Stripling. Over to the Giants farm system and joined the Emeralds about midway last year. 0-2 swung on and missed. And so Cox is retired, one away here in the bottom of the third inning. And here's James Tibbs the third. Tibbs bounced out his first time up. Davidson still out there at second base after the leadoff double. Emeralds leading by a run here in the third. Adaris, fastball too far outside. One-oh on its way, and that one a little closer, but still outside. 2-0. Ortiz right near the bag at second as Tibbs swings over the top of that one, and it's 2-1.